With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Potatoes are one of the most used vegetables in the kitchen, so it's no surprise that most people want them in their gardens too. As soon as the soil can be worked in the spring, you can plant potatoes. A good rule of thumb is to plant potatoes around St. Patrick's Day, but the earlier potatoes are planted, the greater your yield will be. You should purchase seed potato instead of relying on grocery store potatoes. Not only will seed potatoes germinate, but seed potatoes are guaranteed to be disease-free. Look for the blue label for the best quality seeds. 1 pound of seed potatoes results in 8 to 10 seeds, which will plant about 10 row feet. These seeds should be cut up and held for 5 to 7 days in a room that stays steady between 60 and 70 degrees. This process is known as curing, and the seeds that cure will be more resistant to freezes and rot. Once your seeds have cured, it's time for planting. Plant the seeds 3 to 4 inches deep to encourage emergence. Once the plants have sprouted, rake away the top 2 inches of soil and firm up the rest of the soil around the seed. Tubers will develop along the stem above the seed, so rows should be mounded as more potatoes grow. Begin mounding once the plant hits 6 inches tall and continue to mound until the ridge is 10 to 12 inches high to keep new tubers from peeking out and developing toxic chemicals from the exposure to sunlight. Harvesting can begin at any time, but you will get maximum yield and tubers with tougher skins if you wait until the vines are half dead. Take care not to wait until the vines are fully dead, as this can cause developed tubers to sprout new stems, which reduces quality. Optimal storage conditions will depend on whether you're harvesting spring or fall potatoes. Spring potatoes should be ready to harvest around mid-July, and fall potatoes should be ready to harvest around mid-October. In the July harvest, potatoes should be stored between 55 and 60 degrees. In the fall, potatoes should be stored between 35 and 40 degrees, but in a spot that has no risk of freezing. In both cases, the storage area should be dark to avoid the potatoes turning green. Starches are converted to sugars at temperatures around 40 degrees, which will give the potatoes a sweet taste. You can reverse this by storing them at room temperature a week before use. Potatoes stored at 40 degrees should keep for 6 to 8 months without developing sprouts, but sprouts are more likely with higher humidity. One surprising product you can use to prevent the sprouting of stored potatoes is peppermint oil. This organic product has been shown in research studies to reduce weight loss of stored potatoes by 40% after 4 months. While used in high-tech commercial production, a wicking method using blotter paper should be sufficient for most home gardeners. Saturate a small piece of blotter paper with peppermint oil and place it in the same container as the potatoes. The oil will evaporate and inhibit cell division of the apical meristems that form sprouts. Understand, though, that this is a temporary solution. The oil on the blotter paper will completely evaporate within 3 weeks and need replacing if you want to continue to keep your stored potatoes sproutless. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.